Willie Jackson's with us each Wednesday, and I thank you for joining us today. Willie, tēnā koe.
Morena, da.
Thank you, mate. Obviously, we're looking at issues pertaining to Waitangi. I spoke with Ed Allison just a few moments ago as well, but the news drew yesterday that Penny Hennard is hanging up his political boots. I guess from the inside might not come as such a surprise, but we did try to contact him this morning. He's not available just as yet. When did you learn that he was considering retiring from politics, Willie?
Oh, he's been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks, you know. So, you know, it's his decision. You know, I think, as he said in his interview, he's been thinking about it over the summer break. So he's made a decision, and, you know, very sad. He's made quite an impression, being here as a member of parliament and minister. And you know, he's been one of our front people, you know, for Māori for the last few years. So disappointing, but maybe good for him to be with his whānau, you know.
It's a bit of a blow, though, isn't it? As you say, he's one of the leading figures, beautiful orator, and as we know, still had a lot to offer. Did you try to dissuade him, or was he, you know, had his mind made up? You just left that to him, Willie?
Oh, he had his mind pretty made up, you know, and that's how it goes, you know. It's just a tough game, this game, you know. It's, you know, him, Adrian, you know, and I was had high hopes for Penny, but you know, he's in saying that, he's had a very, very good career, you know. So you just got to respect that, I think, in terms of what people want to do, you know, because this is a very high pressure job, very high pressure job, and you have to, you know, you've got to get up, you've got to do the business every day, every year, and I mean, I've seen it for many, many years. So I just think that in terms of him, he's still around for a little while, I think. I'm not sure when he's actually leaving, but I think it's pretty imminent. But I think it's right to celebrate a lot of his way, you know, and great deal, particularly great Māori language orator. And he's got a quiet presence in some ways, Penny. He's got a, can be underrated sometimes because he's not, you know, he's got a quiet aura in many ways. He's got a very humble man, you know. Very bright, you know, like the head of, you know, lead our whānau, water staff, all that sort of thing. Tourism, with of us, obviously, in Māori Crown Relations, foreign affairs, you know, I think he's had a stellar career. So we celebrate that, and there's still a little way to go before we sign him right off. So there'll be more time to have a
cordial
about him, no doubt.
Yeah, tēnā koe, and I'm looking forward to having a yarn with him too. Rather than being disappointed, you know, there's thanks due to him, and he did. He took on some very weighty portfolios in his political career. Could you just bang your phone a little bit, Will? We're just finding it a little bit muffled at this end. Obviously, this came as a bit of a curveball to many, considering that he's only been weighing this option up over the last couple of weeks. But he's made his call, and so we wish him well. For you, though, as the coordinator of the Māori seats and campaigns, it does throw a little bit of a curveball to you, doesn't it? And tell us about Waitangi, how important it is for a good showing from the party as well, and an important election year. What have you taken from the tone of conversations, Māori, whilst you've been at Waitangi so far, Willie J?
Well, we were at Iwi Leaders yesterday, and Chippy, Chris Hipkins, spoke with the other opposition leaders. So that was with Rawiri and Marama, and Shane Jones too. So, you know, I don't know, you know, he was part of the government. So I thought that was really good. a really good session, and a Māori hungry for information, hungry to know about whether we can get this government out, whether we can work together as an opposition team. So I was pleased with that, how that went, Dale. You know, from what I'm picking up here is people are, our people anyway, are so sick of this government, and it's a continual theme. That's what I'm getting from people. They're asking, what's the strategy? So, there's a eagerness, I think, for us to perform as an opposition team.
Tēnā koe, obviously Māori issues front and centre at Waitangi, and with Chris publicly setting his sights on the Māori electorate, what does he and the party believe it can offer Māori that's distinct and durable and grounded in partnership rather than political cycles?
That's a big question, Dale. That's a big question. So I could go for an hour with your question, but in simple terms, we've already said jobs, house, homes. That'll be our focus this year. That's the strategy this year. And that's what we'll be focusing on with Māori and Pākehā. Simple, keep it simple, because our people are suffering in all those areas.
Tēnā koe. The decision to step aside, bringing Georgie Danzy in, when Adrian decided that he too would step aside from politics, who would be next when Penny goes, Willie J?
Oh, we got this guy, Dan, I've forgotten Dan's last name. He was an MP with us before, though, you know, and he's a good man. He's a former soldier and all that. And he'll come in, and from down in Christchurch, really good man, Dan Ruth. I can't remember his last name, but very neat guy, really capable man, young man, and so he'll be looking forward to coming back in.
And Penny is still with you, or at Waitangi, Willie?
Yeah. He's still here. He's just down in I'm just in my room up here in the Copthorne, and they're I don't know what room they're in, but they're here at the Copthorne. So he's here. He'll be, because there's still a lot happening, it's only the 4th, and, tomorrow's, today's probably a quiet day. He's normally a Shane Jones party on tonight, so I might shoot along to that. And tomorrow's a pretty big day. I'm doing a panel with Annette Sykes and a few of us, other party representatives. I think Annette's facilitating it, so I'm doing that. First thing in the morning. Yeah, I am. I'm doing breakfast tomorrow morning with John Campbell. He's doing a Waitangi, I think it's tomorrow morning, a Waitangi special with me and with a number of us just talking about Waitangi. Then we've got that, and it's they've got the forum, and Annette Sykes is facilitating a panel with some of us at 9 a.m. And then we have the pōhiri later on in the day for all the politicians. So a big day tomorrow, and Penny will be up there. I'm not sure he's going to be on our side. I think he's going to be on the Ngāpuhi side tomorrow. So I might have to have a bit of a kōrero tomorrow down at the treaty ground. So he'll be here, and then on the 6th, he's got the celebrations, obviously, karakia. So, there's a lot. He's Ngāpuhi tūturu, so that's why he will be, I think he felt with him finishing, Waitangi was the best place for him to finish.
Adrian, Penny, what about Willie Jackson? Do you see yourself playing, what role do you see shaping the future, and you have no intention to follow suit, have you, Willie Jackson?
Not at the moment. My job has been putting the team together in terms of the Māori seats as the Māori campaign chair, and I've completed that, Dale. So we have all our candidates now lining up in the 7 Māori seats. So that's been my focus, particularly over the December, January period, just finalising the candidates. I'm pleased with our candidates who are lining up, Dale. I think we've got a very strong team. They'll be all confirmed and selected over the next couple of months because we've got competitions happening. And no, I have no plans to follow suit. Well, not at the moment anyway. And just get on with the mahi.
Tēnā koe. Well, politics is all about timing, and we can't expect people to all have political careers that mirror Winston Peters, can we? Three prominent MPs stepping aside, what with Judith Collins as well in the mix, Rurafe and now Penny Henare. Bit of a changing of the guard, but I guess that's to be expected in politics, eh, Willie?
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. And, but sad to see my two mates stepping away. You know, Adrian, I thought gave a fascinating valedictory speech. He's such a good man and humble, and did the business and kept us happy with his kōrero in the house as he gave a special insight into what a speaker does. And a very underrated and humble man, Adrian, who rose to the ranks of becoming a speaker. And Penny, of course, you know, one of your more brilliant real orators, you know, but someone who has proven himself in both sides of our world, the Māori world and Pākehā world. So, you know, his whānau and I think Māori have a lot to be proud of with Mr. Penny Henare.
Thanks very much for joining us from Waitangi. Willie Jackson on Wednesday mornings here at Wātea. Tēnā koe, Willie. Thanks so much.
Kia ora.
Kia ora ngā mihi.